Angry Guy here, and today we're discussing why black women are breaking down into tears as black men become password bros and leave. Today we're discussing why black women are breaking down into tears as black men become password bros and leave. We're going to go ahead and just jump right into this video.
Interesting.
My take on the passport boys, aka these men that are leaving the country to find their wives or to find women that they feel like are more traditional than American women. First comment, grip. Like, are you guys really real? The fact of the matter is the average woman does not even require that much.
So I'm guessing she just got social media yesterday. So she hasn't seen the thousands of videos of women saying that a man has to make six figures to date her? You can't be serious.
As a woman in America, why in 2022 would I settle for a man that expects me to basically be a slave and maid?
If you're a woman still making videos comparing basic household chores that every adult should be doing as being a slave and a maid, you are a fucking idiot.
So, I mean, I see why y'all gotta go overseas to sell the bullshit to other women, but another thing you're missing and point you're missing is you need money. Like, it's gonna take time, energy, and money that y'all can't even give to women that live here in your own culture. You guys are delusional.
First of all, we do have the money. That's why we're able to get a passport, get on a plane, and go overseas. Secondly, you got some nerve to still be making videos with this dumb rhetoric, and then have the nerve to call men who are leaving women like you delusional.
It's giving you need to be in a mental health facility. Because instead of being introspective and looking at your actions, what you're doing that's maybe not working out in your favor, y'all would rather like go to another country and just continue the toxicity.
You know how they say, don't dish it out if you can't take it? Well, the very next day, she read the comments under that video that she took down, by the way. And here's what happened.
I'm at the airport in Atlanta, and I'm so overwhelmed with emotion. In addition to just feeling disrespected and unappreciated by...
Oh, you mean like how you disrespected the passport brothers in your previous video?
Men in my own life. It's another thing when you wake up to comments on the internet by other black men who just hate black women, like.
See, as long as she was spitting out hatred towards men in her previous video, we should just sit back and take it. But when she gets the same energy back, now she's crying because she can't handle it. What happened to all that energy you had in the last video? Come on, pep it up.
I don't know. I feel like everything black women do is a problem. I don't feel safe, protected, loved around my own man.
By the way, guys, are you reading the screen? It says, black women, all we got is each other. The sooner we realize this, the better. Hashtag no more 2024. Guys, 2024 is going to be a cold year. 2024 is going to be a cold year. All right, I'm telling you, it's going to be cold for these ladies. It's going to be cold. Kevin Samuel said winter was coming.
Men of my race, and it hurt. Because black women go so hard for y'all.
No, you mean go so hard on us. Get your English right.
We go so hard for black men. And they just never do the same for us. And I'm tired. Some of the comments I read were so hateful. Just and racist. Like, the white man.
See, here's what's really happening too. A lot of these women, they messed around and found out. They went after the Asian ladies in other countries, and they thought the Asian ladies were going to be quiet. The Filipinas, the Thais, ladies in Laos, Vietnam, it's like all of Asia just came for them. All right? And it's not just Asia, it's other black women in places like Africa. And the first and Africa and South America. Yeah, because like places like Brazil, there are black women in Brazil too. And the first thing that they do I saw a video of this black woman, like she was like a maybe like black Hispanic. The first thing she did was reach for her hair and start pulling her hair and talk and show it. And she had curly hair and showing how real her hair was. She's like, look, see this? See this? Y'all don't have this. Look at this right here. Real hair. See all this hair? This real. This is real. All right. See, these women, these black ladies, these black women, they attacked all these women around the world. They went after the Asian ladies. And not just Asian ladies, they disrespected all women in all other countries outside of Western society. They said that they were uneducated. They said that they were poor. They said they can't speak English. Okay? They said that they were desperate. And it's and now these women are coming back at them. And they're coming back at them with some racist stuff. Yeah, I'm not going to lie. Some of it's racist. And the black men are not saying any, because this is how women attack one another. This is how women will say the nastiest thing. Women will say the nastiest things. I've seen it before. It's frightening when they do this stuff. The problem is that the black men aren't going to stand up for them. So while these women, while these Asian women, Hispanic women, white women in other countries, black women in Africa, while these women are saying some of the most racist things you will ever hear directed at black Western women, black men aren't jumping in to help them. Black men aren't jumping in to help them. All right? Black men know exactly what's going on. They know what's happening. All right? They know that these women want to hurt them. They want to hurt them, and they're going to use any stereotype they can use to hurt them. Even stereotypes that were used against black men, they're going to take those same stereotypes and use them against black women. And black men aren't going to intervene. Black men will sit in the same room. The same room while their wives and girlfriends, all right? While their Oriental wives and their Hispanic girlfriends, whatever, all right? Are saying the most racist things you have ever heard directed at black women, and they will not say a damn thing. They will keep their mouths closed. This is exactly where we're at right now, okay? And then you'll have these black women like, how can you say this? You know that the man that you're with is black, and they're talking about, and I love him, and he is so handsome, and this and his lips are so wonderful and so kissable. How are you gonna say that about his lips? And you talk about how my lips make me look like a so-and-so. That's because they make you look like a so-and-so. Y'all busted. This is really what it is right now. That's really what it is right now. Okay. That's how bad it is. These women did not know what they were opening up. They messed around, and now they're finding out. Okay? They're starting to realize that all the black men, the good black, you have the lawyers leaving, the computer science, computer engineers leaving, all right? Trust me, some brothers are on there that are in, some doctors are leaving, all right? Brothers that are doctors are leaving. All these men are leaving. All these men are leaving the black community. They're like, you know what? I'm done with this. I'm done with this. I'm not putting up with any of this anymore. I'm not putting up with any of this anymore. And to be clear, this is not simply a rejection of black women. It's a rejection of Western society. But black women are taking it the hardest, because the truth is that when you look at black women as a whole, black women don't get a lot of play from other groups. You know, black men can go and fight a black man who is educated, well put together, good, respectable person. He can go and find a white girl or Hispanic woman or whatever. He can find another woman or he can find another woman in Western society if he so desires. But a lot of these men, they don't want to deal with women in Western society anymore. So it's not just a simple rejection of black women. It's a rejection of Western women as a whole. They don't like the behavior of Western women. But when it comes to black women don't have a lot of options. You know, a lot of other groups don't want to date black women. And I don't want to, I don't say it like that to be negative, but there's statistics. And when you look at the statistics, statistically, other groups of men, you know, other groups of men, like, you know, there are, for example, there are a lot of Asian men will happily date white women. They will happily date, they'll date Hispanic women, but they're not so keen on dating black women. All right. There are white guys who will date black women, but she has to be a decent black woman. She has to be well put together, no ratchet behavior, none of that nonsense. You see what I'm saying? Like a lot, like, you know, it doesn't carry over so well. It really just doesn't carry over so well. Because a lot of these women don't want to get their act together. They don't want to take care of themselves. They don't want to be fit. They don't want to be fit, feminine, and friendly. If you are fit, if you are feminine, and you are friendly, then guess what? You're going to have a ton of suitors lining up. But the average black woman doesn't want to do any of these things. All right? And then you look at her, you look at the culture, and then you realize why black men and just men in general in Western society don't really go after a lot of black women and say, okay, yeah, I want to be in a relationship. So they're basically losing all of their options right now. Okay? They won't have that guy to help them pay their phone bill anymore or help them pay their rent or buy them food when they're hungry. They won't have that anymore. When Tyrone, Ray Ray, and Pookie let them down. You have these women out, black women out here talking about they deserve billionaires and not just billionaires, but black billionaires. There's no coming back for these women. And let me just show y'all a comment. This was a comment from someone who watched my video talking about black women, right? And how black women are behaving in society, why black men are walking away from black women in Western society, and black women like this are so shocked. And listen, look what this person said. And I'm assuming this is a black woman, because they were in tears. All right, y'all, they were in absolute tears. So this person basically says, just hope these brother, I guess they meant to say brothers, just hope these brothers never need their sisters, mothers, aunts, or daughters, etc. Cry emoji, and sad emoji. One day, the black community, okay, don't need their daughters, sisters, mothers. One day, the black community has been unaliving their own for generations now. If a black man will violently exchange words with another black man, why wouldn't he put a black woman in her place too? No matter the cost, I get confused when their first idea to change things is to run away. Guys, check this out. When their first idea to change things is to run away. So now they're saying that black men are running away from black women. It'll only work for so long. As with running away from any broken system, it remains that way until repaired. Love and light, family. So what they're trying to say is that black men can run away all they want, but the problems will still remain in the black community, and those problems will still, target black men. So black men can't get away. So they're there crying. Look at this. They're there crying now. That we just hope the brothers never need their sisters, mothers, aunts, or daughters. Yeah. They're basically crying their eyes out, all right? They're crying their eyes out, all right? To change things is to run away. You know, when they're he said, like, no matter the cost, I get confused when their first idea to change things is to run away. So they're feeling it now. They're crying their eyes out because they see that the brothers are really serious. It's really setting in that it's not, the reason why black men are leaving is not so much because black women are rejecting them. It's because they are rejecting. They're saying to black women that what you're offering, we don't want. We want women who are friendly, fit, and feminine. What you are offering, we don't want. We are rejecting you. And black women cannot seem to understand, just like American women in general, that these men don't want what they are offering. They don't want women who have high body counts. They don't want women who are disrespectful and masculine and aggressive. They don't want women who are, you know, who have a very high BMI. They want women who are fit. They want women who bring them peace. They want women whom femininity is a part of their personality. They don't want these, what do you call them? These soft girls, all right? Or rather, these sugar babies masquerading as soft girls. Because soft girl is just another name for sugar baby. Sugar baby is just another name for escort. Escort is just another name for prostitute. Prostitute is just another name for, you get where I'm going with this, all right? It's really, really sad. It's really, really sad. But this is what the world has come down to. And they think that these men are stupid. They don't see, it's beginning to set in. It's beginning to hit them that it's not just that these men can't get a woman in America. They don't want to take their resources and give it to you. They don't want your qualities. They don't want your characteristics. They don't want your culture. And the response from these women is basically like, well, if you bring her back here, she's just going to become Americanized and she'll be just like us. And the men are like, that's why we're not going to bring her back. That's why we're not going to bring them back. All right? We can go overseas and we can have tons of women overseas because women are grateful for male companionship overseas. They are grateful for our companionship. Okay? In their countries, the average man is like 5'6". While in the United States and Western society, the average man is like 5'9". So we are taller than these guys, than the men in their countries by quite a bit. The average guy in their country makes like the equivalent of $3,600 a year, you know, and that's in many countries. And that's in many countries in South America, in Asia, Mexico. That's a normal thing. Men in Western society, at minimum, make easily 10 times that. And that's considered poverty. Okay? The average guy is making at least around 15 times that. The average guy in America makes about $54,000 a year. The average guy in America is making roughly 15 times more than the average man in the rest of the world. The average man in Western society, specifically America, is making, on average, roughly 15 times more. 15 times more than the average man in non-Western countries. All right? He's also more likely to be educated or skilled. Okay? He's not doing like handyman work. He has some type of training, skill set, or education. So you have these guys go, and these are guys who want to be, you know, a lot of these guys are men who want to be fathers. They want to be family men versus guys in their countries that are running around getting girls pregnant and then taking off. That happens all the time in the Philippines, happens all the time in Mexico, in South America. That's how it is. So these men are a great deal, these Western guys. Are a great deal. What it is that American women price themselves out, but they don't even realize that was the last straw because men were frustrated with them for generations. Men have been frustrated for generations, but they didn't know they had an alternative. And now they're finding out that, wait a minute, all I have to do is grab my passport, go overseas. I can find a woman who is fit, feminine, and friendly, gives me peace, and I can live a higher quality life in her country than in my own country. Sign me up. guys, this is what's gonna, this is the new order of things. It's, guys, I said this before, that right now it's a trend. Trends become normalities and normalities become traditions, and it's going to become a tradition. You're going to watch as time passes in the coming years, it will become a tradition for men to go overseas and find a wife. But not only to go overseas and find a wife, but to go on a date. You think this is a joke? Y'all think this is a joke? A lot of guys are going to start setting up dates. Oh, meet a girl online. Like, okay, or, you know, or, and head up, fly over to South America. Fly over to South America to spend a couple days in South America. I'm just so serious. Fly over to Europe. Head over to Romania or Slovenia. Spend a couple of days over there with the girl or different girls. Go to a couple of different dates. Men are going to begin traveling. They're already doing it. But it's going to become the normality where men are going to begin traveling out of the country just to go on a date. Just to go on a date with a woman, with a woman in another country that much, because they don't want to date women in Western society. Just to go on a date. And it's going to make more sense. Because the women in Western society are going to say, you're going to spend $1,000 to go to this country to date this woman and blah, 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 blah. But when you do the math, you suddenly realize something. Just going out in Western society today to take a girl on a date, it will usually cost you anywhere from a minimum of $300 to now $800 for a single date. $800 for a single date. The minimum today is $300 for a date. But it will cost guys up to $800, almost $1,000. So men are using their heads and they're like, wait a minute, for that kind of money, I could fly, I could go overseas, I can just plan this out, get an affordable flight to South America, find a place to stay at, you know, find a place to stay at where I'm paying $15 a night, all right, for a room that has 8 air conditioning, Wi-Fi, everything I need. I can do that. I can travel overseas and do that. And in the and then spend $10-$15 a date to go out with a girl. And for that money, we can have drinks, food, fun, travel around. $10, $15, $20, $20 max. And I could do that for weeks if I want to. So a lot of guys are now like, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to work hard, and I'm going to spread out my vacation. I'm going to spread it out. And I'll take a week off here and take a week off there. A lot of people have at least 2 weeks off. A lot of people have at least 2 weeks of vacation time off. But many people have up to a month. All right? So if you have like a month worth of vacation days, that you can use vacation when you pull your vacation days and other stuff, basically you have like a month's worth of that. And then there's also, you know, there's also times when the office will be closed, like they're like, oh, we're observing Christmas and holiday, you know, those are paid days anyway. A lot of guys will start to use that. Will start to like, okay, so yeah, I'm gonna travel to the Dominican Republic this week. I'm gonna head over to to South America this week. I'm gonna head over, you know, I'm gonna fly across to, this is it. This is how guys are gonna start doing it. This is how guys are already doing it. All right. The money that they would spend in some cases for just two dates. All right. They can take that money and stay in another country for 2 weeks and live like kings during those 2 weeks. It's crazy, but it's true. They can take that money, go overseas, and live like kings for 2 weeks, two dates, what they would spend for two dates in America. They could take that money and live like kings overseas for 2 weeks and date multiple different women and have a great time. All right? If you look at it right now, the celebrities like this, these guys, if you look at what Western society is right now, the women in Western society are just the pickings for Chad, Tyrone, Ray Ray, Pookie, you know, Brad, Quan, you know. These celebrities are just having fun with them, but they don't actually have any, but they're not marrying them. Oh, he took me on a date. Really? Where did he take you? Where did the NBA player take you? Oh, to his hotel room. Oh, so y'all had dinner in the hotel first? We had something in his room. Oh, what'd you eat? We didn't actually eat. We had some wine. Oh, you had some wine, and then what? And then, you know, it was just beautiful after that. Okay, so y'all hooked up. No, we were on a date in his hotel room. Let me ask you a question. When you opened the door, was he in a robe? That's none of your business. Because that sounds a lot like the scene out of a couple of other scenarios. You were a hookup. No, I was not. All right? It was beautiful. Mm-hmm. Guys, this is what modern-day women are. This is what modern-day women have become. And then they want you, after they've had their fun and run the streets, to come and pick them up and give them and give them your resources. And it's just not going to happen anymore. And these women are crying because they realize it's over now. The jig is up. The jig is up. You know, congratulations, ladies. Y'all played yourselves. That's about it.
Hey, everyone. I hope you're enjoying my content and finding it helpful. If you are, I have a small request. If you could take a moment to donate to me via Cash App or PayPal, it would mean the world to me. The links are in the description of this video. Your donations help me continue to create high-quality content for you and keep this channel running. In addition, I'm now offering 15-minute paid consultations where we can talk one-on-one about anything you'd like. The link to schedule a consultation is also in the description. Thank you so much for your support and for being a part of this community. I appreciate each and every one of you.
Guys, why black women are breaking down into tears as black men become password bros and leave. You know what I think, but I want to know your thoughts. So let's talk about those in the description. Like the video if you like it. Don't forget to subscribe. And if you like the video, share the video. And just remember that all roads lead to MWA, men walking away. And cheers.